live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, a local business is celebrating decades of helping people find that perfect gift. Just Because is here with a look at what's new. A beautiful and haunting rendition of Snow White is ready to take the stage. Ballet Quad Cities is here to talk about this new and original production. And later, sewing is making a comeback. How this Clinton, Iowa business called Keeping You Sewing is helping stitch together a community. You're watching Quad Cities Live on this Wednesday, April 10th. We're so glad you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan OTA. Now, with more than 80 locations nationwide, you could say this restaurant chain knows a thing or two about burgers. Joining us is the chef behind the success of Wahlburgers, Paul Wahlberg. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, you guys have been busy.
Yes.
You were just telling me before the show started, you guys have been making stops all over the place because, like I said, you're in like 70-some-odd Hy-Vee locations all over the United States. You've got some standalone locations. You're kind of making the rounds. It's a big success. So let's start at the beginning. Give us a little background on Wahlburgers.
So we had had our sister restaurant, Alma Nove, had been open for a little bit. And when we kind of just were talking about other things, and my partners had discovered, like, I was eating burgers all the time. And
same.
So it was just one of those things where we kind of, like, you know, as time went on. And then naturally, also when we were kids, you know, people would kind of give us, you know, Wahlberg and make, you know, they'd give you a nickname, and Wahlburger sometimes would pop in there. So it was just kind of that natural fit for us. But I've been cooking for 40-plus years. And so it was, I was really happy once we started doing this and really making it happen.
Yeah, and you guys did. So you opened a place in 2011, right?
Yes.
In Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yep.
And then, of course, a lot of people got to know you personally and your passion for this because A&E started a reality show called Wahlburgers.
Yes.
Talk about that experience, being on a reality show and what that was like.
It was very interesting. It was a great experience, obviously, to be able to work with my brothers and, you know, and kind of seeing their view of the world with things, and also, you know, the exposure with my mom and the business and things like that. It was a lot of fun. I got a lot of great experiences out of it.
Well, good. So in 2018, you partnered with Hy-Vee, which is really, you know, one of our, it's our local grocery store. So you opened up Wahlburgers across dozens of spots there. Bringing us forward, there are now 79 Wahlburgers at Hy-Vee locations. So talk a little bit about what that partnership has been like with Hy-Vee. I know, I can only speak for folks here in the Quad Cities, and it's been great.
It's been fantastic for us. And also, you know, obviously we love Hy-Vee and the partnership. They do such an amazing job, and they've been great partners with us. And the level of expansion has been amazing. So it's really been an amazing ride.
There are truly just so many ways that you can do this, right? There are so many ways that you can start a business. You have an idea, you have a concept. How did you kind of come up with the idea to do a partnership like this and get started?
Well, you know, when it first started to come along, Mark, my brother Mark, had already been partnered with Hy-Vee with Performance Inspired, so that kind of built from there, and it was just kind of that natural progression for us. And Hy-Vee, you know, had already had experience with restaurants and things like that, and so it was just a great partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So at what age did you say that you knew you started to have a passion for cooking? I know you said you ate a lot of burgers.
I started cooking professionally in high school. I was working in, I did catering as a kid, and then when that slowed down, my friend's dad owned a restaurant, so I went over there just working as a dishwasher. And it was amazing. I just fell in love with that energy and that passion, you know, and you know, the pressure that goes along with it, because we were down the street from the Boston Garden, so on Celtics nights, or the Bruins were playing, depending on who was playing, you know, you would do 150 people in about an hour. And they would just pile in, and you would put all that food up and then pile out. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
A similar story when I was a server in Chicago right next to Wrigley Field.
Yep. Oh, I can imagine.
And it's like, you know, that atmosphere.
Yep.
There's absolutely nothing like it, and you either love it or you hate it.
That's the one thing I tell people. You either love this business or you hate this business. There's very little in between.
Yeah.
And again, for me, I'm so fortunate that I found it, because I just, I love what it brings, and you know, it's always, I'm a energy guy, so there's always go, 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 go. And so it really suits who my personality and what I do. So
good. We can tell. There's a new menu at the Wahlburgers Hy-Vee locations, at least some new menu items. So kind of give us a couple of the highlights.
Well, what's great about it is like we still have our classics, our, you know, menu items, but we also give you the ability to kind of mix and match and be creative and build burgers the way you want. So, which is great, and a lot of people really have gravitated towards that.
Yeah, and you have a number of take-home products, which have been really, really popular. There's even, you know, there's its own website for these take-home products.
Yep,
there's
so we have Wahlburgers at Home, and we do the hamburgers, obviously, that we do. We have government cheese, we have wall sauce, we have barbecue sauce. We do lots of different things, and it's been great for us.
Yeah, we have the website on the screen for anybody that's curious about what I'm talking about, because
look how good that looks.
It does look, it looks amazing. Does that have the wall sauce on it?
Yes.
Know what that is right there?
Yep.
Okay, so what cooking tips, techniques can you give, you know, some of our viewers who are, you know, maybe they love to go in and they have a burger at the restaurant, but they're going to try these take-home products now?
If you got the big thing, you know, and the quality of the products, and, you know, we stand behind the quality of the products that we put out, and, you know, always fresh products, you know, you want that freshness, you want that quality built in there. If you start with good ingredients, you will end up with better results. And so for us, you know, making sure, but what's great about it, about cooking a burger, is you can make exactly what you want to go on it, which is great. You can personalize it in your own way. And so there's lots of different varieties of toppings and things like that. And we have the uncured bacon, which is great. And you can cook that. And, you know, but me, I'm a classic Owl Burger guy.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to give people a list of locations. I also wanted to quickly mention that they have a rewards program. And it was mentioned to me this morning when folks in the newsroom heard that you were coming on. They were like, oh, the rewards program is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Like, one of our news anchors said that someone used their rewards points and bought her and her husband their meal at a Wahlburgers.
Yeah, and so each time that you come in, you build up points, and it's been great. And it also helps you to learn news, like what's happening, you know, with Wahlburgers.
That's amazing. Okay, so we have the website on the screen right now. All the information you need, of course, and right at the top there, if you click on locations, you can find the one closest to where you live here in the QCA. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. And this is amazing. You've got so much going on here today. I don't know how you keep it straight.
We do. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent.
It's a lot
excellent.
Of fun. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, coming up on Quad Cities Live, it's more than a gift shop. It's a way to indulge and find inspiration for the place you spend the most time, your home. We'll hear from the owner of Just Because after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
If you are looking for that perfect and unique gift or something for yourself, Just Because, look no further than Just Because with a new Davenport location. Bev Thuman is the owner, and she is joining us now. Bev, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's great to be here.
It's so great to meet you. Already I'm inspired to do really cool things at my home, and you guys have set up a beautiful display for us here today, just showing, I'm sure, a fraction. What you carry Just Because.
Teeny tiny fraction.
Yes. Okay, so you have actually been around now for decades.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of the history of Just Because.
Well, it started a long, long time ago when my boys were very young. I kind of did home parties, and I did co-ops, and just tried to be home more than be away. And that was back in the 70s, and we kind of have progressed into a shop. We've been several different places. I lived in Bluegrass, and the first store that I actually had was in Bluegrass in an old home. And then that highway came, that 280 highway bypassed us, and we looked outside, and there was no one around. And we actually thought maybe possibly we wouldn't be anymore. And then a couple came from Muscatine and wanted us to come to Muscatine. And we were in Muscatine for 14 years.
Wow.
Wonderful time down there. It was hard to leave. We had to leave because of personal situations, and we moved to the East Village.
Yeah.
And the East Village, we were there 7 years, and another personal situation, and I needed to get closer to home.
Yeah.
So now I'm about 12 minutes away from home, and I love where I am. It's not you know, in with a lot of other stores or stuff, but we kind of make it worth your while.
Oh,
that
you
when
do.
You come, the store is pretty. We're there to help you. We're kind of known for helping. We like to put things together for you, give you an idea,
yeah.
that sort of thing.
It's that extra special thing that you often cannot get unless you visit a small business like Just Because. You know, you go to not only the big box stores and you can go and you can search out things for yourself, but you don't get that extra helping hand from somebody who has been doing this for 30, 40 years and get that help. You also don't find those unique items.
That is true.
As much. So it is a really special place. Talk a little bit about floral arrangements. I love what you say about your floral arranging.
Forever pretty.
Forever pretty.
Forever pretty. We carry a lot of flowers, and that is kind of something that we've been known for a long, long time. Even back in the day, we were known for our flowers and what we did with them. And then, of course, our displays. That was very important. I have a gal that's been with me, Sherry Colvin, that has been with me for 25 years plus.
Wow.
And very, very, very special to Just Because. One of the things about the flowers is we have a lot of stems. We have creations with stems or pots or whatever. Sometimes they will bring a picture and we kind of work with what they've
wow.
already got and just kind of try to put it together. But Forever Pretty means no water, no wilting,
no
garbage can. It's just forever pretty. If
well,
you love it.
Yeah, you've brought some examples with you today.
We kind of, down here in the front is actually an arrangement that is just stems from the store, and we kind of just put them in the store, in the container rather, and we'll do a couple of things, and if we don't like it, we change it. So we kind of do that. But Forever Pretty, this is a half orb, and what we've done here is kind of taken everyday items. The store kind of changes with the seasons, mm-hmm. and what we've done is take the pedestals that can be used for food, the bowls that can be used for food, but we have taken it into a decor
yes.
feeling. And as you can see, the little cupcakes on one and the half orb on the other.
Yeah, those are beautiful, like pedestals.
And stems come in all different sizes.
Sure.
This is a smaller one, and this is just how real our
yes.
flowers kind of look. This
They're
is our
beautiful.
Pansy.
This looks like a beautiful centerpiece idea here.
It is. This is, wood is so popular and
yeah.
really, really in today's decorating. And one of the things that we have in the store is the charcuterie boards. Back in the day, it was feasting boards. Feasting boards could have been 3 to 4
I like
foot
that.
Long.
Feasting boards.
Well, that's not a feasting board. That's just a charcuterie.
Okay.
And feasting board would probably come out from here to here.
It'd be much larger.
Go in the middle of the table, and then they put their cold cuts and their fruits and their cheeses and
yeah.
and just kind of set your table for
it. Would you say the charcuterie board or a feasting board? Is that some of the most popular?
It's very popular in today's world. They make wonderful gifts.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, what's charcuterie? And I said, it's a serving board.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a serving board that you can use to serve cold cuts. And Sherry has kind of put together for you down here in the front where you've got a few grapes, crackers, and your cheeses. And she actually made this little flower out of salami.
That's
so
incredible, like a salami rose.
That's Sherry for you. She's exceptional.
Sherry's here today, too.
Sherry is here today. And you
she's
can't
not on
beat
camera,
Sherry.
But she's here supporting.
Sherry is such a fabulous person.
Yeah.
She's, the flowers and the decorating and all of that, we were told is exceptional, but we're also told that Sherry's exceptional,
I believe you. Okay, you also mentioned something about seasonal. You have a lot of items that change with the season. So,
yeah.
For example, I mean, we just said goodbye to Easter Sunday,
mm-hmm.
But you do kind of put a little focus on making sure that you have those items as well. So for folks who feel like they don't have much, or maybe they're hosting a party, or they just want to get more in the Christmas spirit, you put a focus on filling the store with some of those items.
We're like a mini department store.
Okay.
And the mini department store changes with the seasons. At Christmas time, we're Christmas everywhere. And then we go right into spring or summer or fall. And one of the things that we try to do is coordinate our merchandise with our florals or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and and kind of inspire you, kind of get you to think, well, I can do that. You know, I like this.
And I love that. You were talking to me before we started this segment today about how, you know, you have a wall in there. So if I have a built-in wall in my home, which I do, that I do not know how to decorate properly, you guys kind of do all that in the store. You give people a good idea.
We kind of do. We have a lot of shelf units, and we move the shelves to kind of fit what display we're going to do.
That's great.
And we kind of do a display, and then we kind of coordinate different items, whether it's runners, rugs, or
very nice
tablecloths, that sort of thing, to coordinate with the actual visual that's on top.
Help people in all the ways. Well, we just had the information on the screen for folks as well, because you are celebrating that recent move to Locust Street there in Davenport, directly across the street from the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. There's that address again. The phone number is also on the screen, as well as the website, justbecausedavenport.com. And you guys are open Mondays through Saturdays.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And so we're waiting. We're waiting for you to come.
Go visit Bev and Sherry.
We'd love to see you.
We will. Yeah, we would absolutely.
We'll help you with anything we can.
Yeah, Bev, thank you so much.
Thank
you. And congratulations
you.
On everything.
Thank you.
All right, well, up next on QCL, you may think you know the story of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz or Snow White, but you've never seen them like this. We'll preview a special Ballet Quad Cities performance coming up this weekend.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road to the Adler Theater this weekend for a special Ballet Quad Cities performance. Joining me this afternoon are Madeline Rowe, the Wicked Queen in Snow White, and Eleanor Amble, the Good Witch in Dorothy Goes to Oz. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Thank you. You look amazing.
Amazing. Now, I have to ask, did you guys change into costume when you got here?
Yes,
or we did. Or did you drive down the road?
No, I don't think this hat would fit in the car.
Well, you look fabulous. Madeline, first, this performance is very unique coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Kind of explain why that is.
I think what makes it special or different than other performances is that you get two shows in one. I mean, they're two separate productions, but they're all together in one performance. And so the audience gets to see two different takes on stories. The first one, Dorothy Goes to Oz, is the classic story, you know, kids love, adults love, everyone knows it. And then the second half of it, Snow White, it takes a darker turn, and so it really brings in the book as opposed to like the Disney version that most of us are familiar with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of have, while it may not be considered dark or a little bit twisty, Dorothy Goes to Oz is also going to be different from what we think we know, unless you have read the book. You know, it's not going to be like a musical that you've seen. It's not going to be like the movie musical that we have all seen. There are definitely some differences because, again, it is one act. So talk to us a little bit about what makes, you know, this performance on Saturday a little bit more unique, who we can expect to see as far as cast of characters and things.
In Dorothy Goes to Oz, you'll see Kira Roberts as our Dorothy.
She's fantastic. She's
adorable. She'll be perfect as the role of Dorothy. You'll see the same three characters as the first time we did Dorothy for Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion.
Okay.
That's myself, Christian Knopp, and Mahalia Zellmer.
Amazing. Now, something interesting. So when this performance was created, you guys actually went into schools and you had a cast that would perform it as part of a kind of an anti-bullying initiative. Talk about why that worked so well.
It was a really great story because Dorothy and then the three, the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow, they all work together, and that's just built into the story of the Wizard of Oz, their friendship and teamwork. Sort of helps them succeed. And so that was already set up to be such a great anti-bullying and social emotional learning program. So
And each of the characters too, they all feel like they're missing something.
Exactly.
Or they're not good enough in some way. They're lacking something. And you know, the very end, of course, is, you know, they realize they've had this
all
in them all along.
Exactly.
So it is such a great message to kids. So that doesn't change on Saturday if you want to take the kids. It's still a great story. Now let's talk a little bit about Act Two, which is Snow White. And what we've heard, it's a little bit different than the Snow White that we may think of, or the Disney Snow White.
Talk a little bit about why that is.
This one, our artistic director and the choreographer, Courtney Lyon, has really been inspired by the Grimm fairy tale, the classic. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely a little darker, like mm-hmm. Madeline said, than the Disney version. Another big difference is instead of seven dwarves, we're using seven elements or sort of magical forest spirits. So there's really like a juxtaposition between good magic and bad mm-hmm. magic and also nature. So the bad nature magic and the good nature magic.
Amazing. So. We actually have a little bit of video, a little short video of a rehearsal, if we can take that and let people check it out. Okay, so talk a little bit about what we're seeing here.
So during this part, the evil queen, she has basically gotten rid of her child in the forest, and someone brings the child back to her and is telling me, hey, we found this in the forest. It might be yours.
Okay.
And so I, as the evil queen, I have to re-accept it, but I don't want to. So I reluctantly bring this baby back into the home that I have gotten rid of in the first place.
Okay. It looks beautiful, and I know I was reading about Courtney's process. I mean, this is a very big deal. This is, you're gonna be the first cast
yes.
that performs this on a stage. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like?
It's a really unique experience. I mean, it feels special in the sense that it's so connected between Courtney and whoever the dancer is yeah. that she's creating the role on. So I feel very connected to the role because it works with what I would like to do mm-hmm. as a dancer and how I would like to portray it, because she allows the dancers to have a little bit of artistic freedom in a sense yeah. of like characterization and like what exactly like she pulls from the person mm-hmm. who's, you know, being the role that they are.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been an amazing experience leading up to Saturday. She spent a lot of time too listening to the music.
Absolutely, yes.
So while we're not necessarily gonna hear the music that you think you're gonna hear when you think about The Wizard of Oz or Snow White, it's not gonna be those classic songs, mm-hmm. but in the same sense, from what I understand, they still fit so
absolutely.
Well with the yeah. performance. So it's gonna be fabulous. Dorothy Goes to Oz and Snow White, two one-act ballets performed by dancers with Ballet Quad Cities, happening at the Adler Theater this Saturday, April 13th. You have a couple of chances to go. There's a performance at 2 p.m. and another one at 7 p.m. There are still some tickets available. I actually got a couple of tickets myself this morning. You can go to the Adler Theater box office or just Ticketmaster.com. Madeline and Eleanor, thank you so much for being here today, and good luck this weekend. We're so excited to see you guys perform.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel, this is Quad Cities Live.
A passion for sewing and helping others with their stitching and embroidery needs, that's the foundation behind a business in Clinton called Keeping You Sewing. Kim Rentz is the owner, and she is joining us now in the studio. Kim, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me share a little bit of my passion.
Yes, we're so excited to hear from you today. Clearly it is your passion. Now you are located in Clinton, as we mentioned. Talk a little bit about how long this business has been open.
Well, actually this is my 30-year anniversary.
Today?
I've been with the Viking Sewing Machine Company for 30 years.
Oh,
I started
God.
With their very first embroidery machine that had this little dinky hoop, and we did these little bitty 2-inch designs, and we thought that that was like sliced bread.
Well, it is.
And so here we are 30 years later, and we have this wonderful machine with a touch screen on the front, and the technology has not been left behind. But I've worked for other people, and my husband and I opened the store almost 10 years ago, about 9 and a half, and so there was a need in the community. We have a very large sewing community here. Quad Cities to Muscatine, you know, about 150 mile radius around here is a very large sewing community. And we had lost a lot of our sewing stores. And so there was such a need for that, that we decided to open the store. And so we did. Mm-hmm. And we've been blessed with success. Yeah. Sewers are really good people. And yeah. to be around sewers and around good people all the time is it's a good place to
yeah,
be.
What a blessing.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you've been at this, the business 10 years, but you've been at this for 30 years now. Mm-hmm. So you just showed this incredible Viking machine mm-hmm. here. Talk a little bit in those 30 years about what's changed.
There's been a lot of change. You know, we used to sew because we had to, right. and now we sew because we want to.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in that. You know, when you have to put food on the table and you have to have pajamas for your children, you do what you have to do. And nowadays, sewing has become a billion-dollar business. Quilters are spending buku dollars for fancy machines to do things just for fun. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen an uptick in you know, people doing this as a hobby. But the last few years, we've had people just starting out sewing as a new hobby.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of new people that are getting
yeah.
into it. We have people that are very smart and can come up with all of these wonderful things. The technology, it has not been left in the dust. If you'll notice, my machine has a big tablet on the front of it. So
yeah.
it's the same as the tablet you use every day. It has a capacitive touch screen so you can swipe and blow things up and shrink
well,
them.
And you said something before we got started today that it will thread the needle for you.
It does. It threads the needle by itself. It has a little button over here. You can press the button. When you do, it threads the needle for you. So it just automatically threads the needle. So, you know, you can't even
that's
use the excuse, I can't sew, I can't thread a needle.
That is the excuse, right? A lot of people say that's the worst part.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's
yeah.
why I don't want to do it anymore. Well,
yeah.
guess what? This
yep.
machine right here will
It'll
help
thread
you.
The needle for you. So,
talk a little bit of what else we can find in the shop.
Well, in the store, we carry the full line of the Viking machines. I
yes,
brought you two to show you, but we also have serger machines. Those are the machines that do like a seam finish. And we have machines that do some quilting. We have machines that just do a couple of stitches. So
okay.
if you just need to mend or,
okay.
you know, you're just getting into it, we can set you up with those machines. In fact, that little rope basket in front of you with the clothesline rope, that was done with just a little zigzag stitch, which is something you've
really?
Probably practiced if you've ever sewn. And I will tell you, this is just a little piece of clothesline rope, and so it was stitched together, and look at what you can do with that.
That's incredible.
So that's a beginner project.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very, this is a beginner project?
That's a beginner project. You can do it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so we have lots of classes.
She's going to teach me. Yeah, you do. You guys have a lot of classes.
A lot of classes, so we have
hundreds.
Classes all the time. Yes, hundreds of classes. We just had a Viking event, so I had a Viking educator come, and she gave a class on this wonderful machine, so we spent 2 days of intense training using this new machine. We do computer training because there is software available, and you can do your own thing on the computer. We also do training on some of these things that you see here with the embroidery. And so these are all embroidered designs that are embroidered in pieces. So this little piece comes off. And then in the fall, you put the other one on. So in the fall, then you can put a fall.
Seasonal with that.
Yeah. So we have embroidery designs for those people that want to get a little bit carried away.
Tell us about your staff.
I have a wonderful staff. They're very talented. In fact, there wouldn't be a sample here without them.
Awesome.
Because I have a very talented staff. The little bag, the weekend bag that you see here, that was a class we had. So one of my staff members made that.
This is something that you would see at like a department store, like
that's
Von
right.
Mar or something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
This is fabulous.
Isn't that a nice bag?
Yeah.
It's a good size. Kathy made hers in a patchwork. Gail made hers in a piece of one of the new fabrics that we have. We have a ton of fabric at the store, and we're always moving that out. So if you come in today, you're going to find some fabrics, but if you come next week, those will probably be gone because because they just keep moving out.
Well, that's great though. Mm-hmm. That means that people are, they're seeing what you're bringing into the store. They're getting excited about it. And
that's right.
And they're using it. Mm-hmm. And we can't leave out, you guys actually have a repair room.
We do have a service department. That would be me.
Okay.
And we do service quite a bit of machines too. And we service most all makes and models. That seems to be a large part of our business is the service on the machines.
Yeah.
But it's necessary. I don't feel like I can sell a piece of equipment if I can't support it.
Right.
And my whole business model is I'm here to support you. So if you purchase a machine and you have a question, you can call us anytime. We're pretty good on the phone.
That's great.
Yeah. When you call and say the whatchamacallit isn't doing the thingamajig, we kind of understand
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know what that sewing means. And so we go, well, you know, go to the left. There's a little thingamajig that you touch. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of support that you offer, you have Kim's Quick Tips on your website.
Yep.
Tell us about those important little pieces of wisdom. I thought that was such a great touch.
Well, you know, I get a lot of questions, you know, from people of what can I do to help this or how can I fix that? And sometimes, too, I get a lot of things in the repair room that are always the same question or always the same problem. And I think, you know, if everybody just knew this, then they would be okay. So I came up with the Kim's Quick Tips so that, you know, everybody could eliminate some of those frustrations.
They look super helpful. And speaking of the website, to learn more about products, workshops, special events at Keeping You Sewing, just visit keepingyousewing.com. It's right there on your screen. Kim, thank you. You were fabulous today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Your passion is very clear and present, and I think people just love that. So,
well,
thank
you. We love you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, still to come, let the Spotlight Theater take you back in time and overseas with its performance of Anastasia. We'll sit down with two of the actors next. Tomorrow on Quad Cities Live, QC Restaurant Week is of course underway, and we're getting an up-close look at what a longtime popular local restaurant and brewery is serving up. And how does this sound for fun? A craft beer tasting surrounded by beautiful art. We'll get the details on an upcoming opportunity at the Figge Art Museum called Art of the Brew. That and much more tomorrow on QCL. Well, a fairy tale set against the background of real Russian events. We are talking about the longtime favorite story of Anastasia. And the stage adaptation is coming to the Spotlight Theater in Moline. And we're lucky today because two of the show's actors are here with us. Claire Sattler, who plays Anastasia, and Caleb Swinney, who plays Dimitri. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, congratulations. We were just talking about it. Very excited because this is all starting on Friday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, so you must be very excited. Now, many have read the story of Anastasia. Many others have seen the movie. There was a Disney movie of Anastasia. But Claire, remind us a little bit about the storyline, about the plot.
Yeah, so basically it follows a young woman who has amnesia and doesn't really remember who she is. And it's kind of following her on her journey to find out who she is. And she has this voice in her head that her family or someone that she loves is waiting for her in Paris. So it's kind of a journey of her figuring out how to get to Paris to hopefully find her home and family.
What is it like playing, you know, the lead, the main character of this?
It's been amazing. It's been a really fun time kind of learning about the character as well as like the real story and like the real historical events. So yeah, it's been a joy to be able to step into that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Caleb, talk about the character that you play and I guess his role in this story of Anastasia.
So Dimitri is a con man in Russia that sells illegal exit papers to people that are trying to leave the country.
Okay.
In this time period, Russia is not the most desirable place. So he attempts to help people out. And along the way comes a young woman looking to find who she is. And Dimitri at the same time is trying to pawn someone into portraying the Princess Anastasia because there's a big reward to find her since she's been gone for so long.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. So as you mentioned, this takes place in both Russia and Paris, I believe roughly around the 1920s. So Claire, describe the set design. It must be beautiful.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's the first act is set in the old Yusupov Palace.
Okay.
So there's a whole balcony and it's like amazing. Yeah, there's two sets of stairs on both sides. There's us a lot of different various set pieces mm-hmm. that the team has worked hard to create.
It's incredible what they can do.
Oh my God, it's amazing. There's and it came together so fast too.
Truly artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Caleb, obviously this is a musical. So talk about the music and the dancing. I mean, I know there's a lot of it throughout this show.
Yeah, I don't do very much of the dancing myself, but the ensemble does quite a buttload. There is a ballet in the show. So we have two people that specifically only dance in that number because it's particularly difficult.
Okay.
But the music is, there's some various themes throughout the show that, you know, kind of reoccur through different songs as the show goes on, and there's maybe five or six of those that we get to hear over and over again in different ways.
Okay. What, Caleb, is your favorite part about acting in this show?
I think my favorite part about acting in this show is that it's kind of a dichotomy between, at least for me, being like a criminal and also being like the main love interest. There's kind of a warmth there, but also the harshness of being, well, you know, someone that's selling illegal papers to people.
Yeah. No, I love that you said that, because I think anybody who knows this story would feel the same way. I mean, it's a difficult character to play. So it's going to be a joy, I'm sure, to see you kind of walk that fine line a little bit. Claire, what about you? What is your favorite part about being in this show?
Oh, my favorite part about being in the show? There's a lot. I have a lot of favorites, I guess. Yeah. I love this character. It's really fun to play. She goes through a lot of different emotions, and it can be hard at moments to really like step into that, but also like really rewarding and really fun to be able to portray a character that's really going through a lot and like trying to find out who she is and find herself. Also, like, the cast and crew have been, like, just so fun to work with. It's like a big family there, so.
I love
that. It's been really cool.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the information for everybody that's watching, there are shows this Friday and Saturday night at 7, as well as next Friday and Saturday night. There's also an afternoon performance on Sunday, April 14th and Sunday, April 21st. Floor seats are $27. Stadium seating is $22. And for tickets, all you have to do is visit thespotlighttheaterqc.com. Claire and Caleb, thank you so much for coming in today and kind of previewing the show for us. It sounds like you guys are going to be great. So
thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And of course, thank you for watching QCL. Your local news at 4 is up next.